guys. How's it going?
We're good.
Good. How you doing?
Hi, Mel. Hi, Doug. I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm a little tired. I had a very long week. I just finished doing three shows with a bunch of really great musicians.
Yeah, we saw some cool.
Did
yeah,
it go well?
It was absolutely fantastic. We only rehearsed for 2 days, and I had never played with these guys before, and it was a Beatles tribute thing that I did, and it was a bunch of guys who were very, very popular in the prog rock realm. Mike Portnoy's from a band called Dream Theater. Neil Morse, keyboard player, was from a band called Spock's Beard. And Paul Gilbert from a band called Mr. Big and his own solo stuff. And, boy, I just had a great, 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 great time. Can't talk highly enough about those guys. It was great.
Awesome. Well, some people are a little disappointed, though, that you weren't playing your guitar left-handed.
I tried it, and it wasn't working for me.
No strings on the other side, I guess.
I really couldn't get it together in time. It was hard enough learning 40 Beatles songs in 2 days.
Yeah, there's 40.
It was 38 Beatles songs. Well, you
wow.
can tell my voice is a little shot from singing Helter Skelter for three nights. But I'm looking forward to the shows coming up.
They're gonna be great. Yeah, well,
yeah, they are. They're gonna be a lot of fun.
Yep, we love them. Well, tell us about the. Give us some inside scoop. You know, what's the deal with the Boston party? I know you're gonna play with a couple of the tribute bands. You're gonna tell us what you're gonna play. Or you're gonna surprise us. What's the deal?
Well, I'd rather it be a surprise, actually. But I have to tell you, I don't plan on playing with both bands. I'm only planning on playing with one of the bands. The band who contacted me first. Whoever that was, I don't even know who that was. I don't think it would be. I think it would be a little cheesy for me to play with both bands. So I just took the first one that came along and said I'd do two songs with them. I feel bad because the other band, the second band, whoever the second band is, didn't contact me in time, but. I got my work cut out for me. I mean, we haven't done this show in since September of last year. So, I have only about 2.5 weeks to brush up on all the Todd Healing stuff, and I need a little break, to be perfectly honest with you. You know,
you got about 3 weeks
playing with that other band, though.
Yeah, I got 3 weeks, but it's going to take me 3 weeks to remember everything in that silly show.
Yeah.
And
well,
what's
we
this about? Wait a second. What's this about discussing the cost of the costumes? What's up with that?
No, not the cost of them. The making of them.
Oh. I thought you said we're having Rachel and Michelle on to discuss the cost of the costumes. It's like, what?
No. We can if they want, but not the plan.
No, those were great. I'm looking forward to putting those costumes on again, actually.
All right.
Good.
Awesome. We're looking forward to seeing them and seeing you play. Well, hey, hang on 1 second for me, if you don't mind, Kaz. I know your voice coming
Not
out.
At all.
Is this Isabel or Leah?
Leah's here.
Who is this?
I'm here. Leah.
Which one is this? Leah. Hey, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Yeah. Hi.
Kaz, and Leah is one of the girls that played on stage with you guys for Healing at the Keswick.
She was that was the younger choir, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes,
high
schoolers.
Yeah, you guys were totally into it.
It was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
Yeah, now are you going to do the Red Bank show with us?
No, that's the Morristown.
Okay, that's the Morristown group. Oh, excellent. Okay.
New York.
Yeah. All right, yeah. We had a lot of fun with you guys. You were one of the better choirs on the gigs.
Thank you.
I think there wasn't any choir that, before I get myself in trouble, there wasn't any choir that was bad. None of them were bad, but there were a couple that were better than others, and you were one of the ones that was better.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound
that
like
was
you,
also
like
when
you
they
just,
did the filming.
Excuse me?
that was also when they did the filming. So then a couple months after the concert or whenever it was, I got to watch it on pay-per-view with my parents.
What did you think of your performance?
I thought we did really good, and it was crazy to just see everything all put together, the lights and Todd and all the guys that want to hear us and to see the audience, because I know they really enjoyed the show.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you got a chance to do that. Was that the first time you did anything like that?
My first concert singing backup, yes.
Oh, cool. How great is that?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And the great thing to put on my resume, too.
Yeah.
It's a great thing to put on your resume. I put it on my resume.
Yeah.
It went right on mine.
Cool. And then everyone there was just so nice, and I really hope that we get the opportunity to perform again with him someday.
Now, I remember you guys were up in the dressing room sitting around and all giggly and cackling like a bunch of little schoolgirls. So,
that was awesome.
And I was filming you for my backstage passes videos, which I have yet to post.
Oh, okay.
By the time I post them, you'll have grandchildren.
Chasm,
you have all of us laughing and everything.
Yeah.
Chasm, you got to get those on YouTube, man.
I have so much stuff. I have so much stuff. You know, I have all the stuff from the rehearsals for AWOTS.
Oh, okay.
That I've yet to disseminate. So
I know, Mel.
You know, it's like I just got to get 2 seconds. It's not like I don't have anything else to do, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Hey, Isabel, are you on the line with us too?
Yes, here I am.
Awesome.
Hi, Isabel.
Hey.
Hi, Isabel.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for being in the choir for us. That was really
good. Oh, my gosh. You're welcome. It was it was really one of the best experiences I've ever had in, like, just concerts, you know, because I haven't that was really my first time singing live for an actual famous person.
Kev.
What?
He means me, right?
Yeah.
No, but it was like, it was just the whole thing of, it was just adrenaline and excitement, and it was really just, it was just awesome.
Well, I hope we get to do it again one day with you guys, because you guys, like I told, what's the first girl's name? I'm sorry.
Leah.
Like I told Leah, you guys were one of the better choirs that we had on that tour.
So
you should be very proud of yourselves.
Thank you.
How about that Dirk, huh? How about the choir master? Dirk.
Oh, Dirk. Oh, my God.
We love Dirk.
Yeah, we love Dirk.
So much.
He came
into our school for, like, how long was our rehearsal, Izzy? It was a couple hours,
our rehearsal
right?
was really, it was about maybe 4 hours or something like
that.
Wow.
But the first time we met him, we were like, well, this guy is interesting. But then when we got to know him and stuff, he was just one of the coolest directors we've ever had.
He's a total rock
star. I was kind of afraid to meet him because I thought he would be, like, really strict and really, really serious. But we had so much fun, but we got everything done. And he was, like,
actually,
really
I have
cool
to admit, when I heard he was coming, I thought it was going to be Todd, like, himself coming.
I thought
you thought it was going to be Todd coming under a false name, right?
Yeah.
Like, in disguise. Like, he just looked Michael Jackson outfit or something like that, you know, with one glove on. And, yeah,
absolutely.
Well, that would be great if we could get him to do something like that, actually.
Yeah.
Well, acapella, you had that chance one time, buddy.
Oh, please. Yeah, we certainly did, yeah.
All right, well, so, hey, Chasm, you got 1 minute?
Yeah.
I want you to hear something. All right, Izzy, I'm going to embarrass you a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Chasm, when you hear you'll hear a solo singer outside of Todd in this clip. It's a one-minute clip from the song Shine, and that is our guest here, Isabel. And, of course, Leah's in this, because this is this is from the Keswick Show. All right, check this out. This is unbelievable.
Okay.
Shine,
Well, that gives me
that? That's awesome.
Hey, Leah, wait a second. Now, that's Leah?
No.
Isabel. Izzy.
That's Isabel?
Izzy.
I'll tell you what.
Izzy.
I'll tell you what. Don't lose her number. Isabel, you want to be on my next record?
Oh, well, yeah. Sure.
Okay. Don't lose the number. I want her on my next record. I want her on the record I'm working on somewhere. I'll figure out where to put you.
Ooh, a star.
All right, sounds good.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, guys, I got to run, but I definitely wanted to say, please come to the show, come to the Hartford, come to the Boston show, come to the Red Bank show. Come to all the Todd Healing shows. It's going to be great. And, you know, you never know when you're going to see it again or if you're going to see it again. So,
yeah.
And I'll be playing with one of those bands, whoever asks me first.
So get ready.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All right.
If you grease the skids enough, Doug, you know I'll do it for you.
All right.
All right. Hey, listen, Leah and Isabel, have a great night, okay?
Thank you
so
much.
Thanks again.
Good
Doug and Mel,
you
know. You too. Doug and Mel, you know I love you, and I'll see you soon.
Okay,
right,
take care.
Okay, guys, bye.
5 days.
Bye.